Another thing that starts with B is one of the brides from Married at First Sight, and we have her on the line right now. Please welcome. Of course, last night was last night's dinner. Was the dinner party for Australia's most talked about social experiment, and we have got one of the brides, Rebecca Zamek Beck. Welcome to the show.
Hi guys, thanks for having me.
Beck, we love having you on. Are you having a good start to your day?
Well, it's currently 6:11 in good old Perth. Sorry, up nice and early for you guys.
You're in Perth.
Get it done.
We are so sorry.
Let's get it done. All right, thanks for coming back. Back to bed. We're so sorry. Beck, how do you feel like watching it back? Is it at a point now where you're kind of over it and you're just like, oh, man, I wish this is all sort of done? Are you still enjoying the whole experience?
No, seriously over it.
Yep.
Having to watch just to talk to you guys, though, in case they do or don't edit things, which they, of course, they do.
Beck, is it something you regret, or are you happy that you went on the show?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't regret the experience itself, but it has opened, I guess, my mind to how it actually works.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that we've been reading, like that apparently the stuff we're not seeing is that Jake isn't as, I guess, lovely as that he's coming across on screen and other people are saying. Has there been a lot edited out that we haven't seen and missed out on?
Well, if you think about it, we were there for, I think, 9 weeks all up. Whoa. And we film each day, so we've got thousands of hours of footage. And then, yeah, I guess, producers do a great job to, you know, create their drama, and then the editors put it all together. So out of all the hours of footage, this is the best stuff they could find that they thought people would talk about. Better than that, they then edit it. So it's not even what happened.
Yeah, so that, I mean, we've been reading that there's all these red flags from Jake. So what's the biggest red flag, the one thing that happened that we didn't get to see on the TV?
Ooh. Look, where do I start? There's some that probably just can't be mentioned, and probably why our storyline doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
However, if I just touch on last night, when we're talking around the honesty box, everyone loves the honesty box. One thing that wasn't shown is we were actually talking about how we hadn't been intimate yet. And I was talking to the group very openly around how I would walk around naked and invite him for showers, and he would reject me and go for a walk or have to take a random phone call.
How would that make you feel, putting yourself out there for him and then him, I guess, shutting you down?
I'm, I guess, a strong person, and I call this stuff out. So I think it was really confronting when it happened. However, I just wanted honesty. As long as there's an answer for it and we're on the same page, it's fine. So when I called him out in front of the group, he didn't really have much for me. It was more I needed to jump him.
Well, it was, so it was like, was it last week or whenever when you guys went away and then he was saying like he's tried to make moves and you sort of kept rejecting him, but this obviously is the complete opposite of that if you're walking around naked and making moves. So
yeah, exactly.
So
why is he doing that then?
Look, I still don't know. I think maybe a confidence thing, like maybe he really generally did want me to be the one grabbing him, and I don't know what you would call that if it's the opposite way around and someone doesn't want it. But, I really don't know what it was, but I just put it down to everything that did happen. It was very unauthentic.
Hey, Beck, when you say that there's been some things that you can't mention that have been edited out, what do you mean by that?
Look, at the end of the day, it's a TV show, and I guess people have their say when they see things. Like, for example, with Bryce, it's not illegal to go call someone a narcissist at the moment. However, I guess things did happen where it could lead down the line of legal battles if it was all, you know, to be construed in that way.
So you're saying there were some things that could potentially be deemed illegal if they were aired involving Jack?
I wouldn't say illegal. However, it's probably not a path you want to go down if you're, you know, a single TV business. So I think that's definitely why we've left some things out. But again, you know, I guess everyone has their character in their mind and they'll take you down that storyline no matter what you say. They'll find footage or voiceovers that they can put anywhere. So,
yeah, wow.
You know, they'll go with it no matter what.
Rebecca, so the stuff we saw is the good stuff.
If that's the good stuff, they're the bad.
Disappointing, isn't it?
It's not. What about now at the moment, Beck? Are you seeing anyone? Are you looking? Like, what's on the cards?
At the moment, just really focusing on work. I think I'm traumatized by guys.
Yeah.
But I'm just back to my old ways, you know, just talk to everyone.
Social butterfly.
This was my issue in the first place. I told the experts this. I am just too busy getting bored and moving on, and I need someone who's going to be challenging me and locking me down. And unfortunately, I didn't quite get that with Jake either.
I mean, Beck, let's talk about, very quickly, Bryce and the whole secret girlfriend situation. Have you or anyone you know spoken to this girl?
People that I know have.
Oh.
However, I have not.
Right, okay. Would you talk to her or no interest?
Absolutely no interest. I didn't have interest from the day one when Bryce mentioned it to me. Jake and I walked into that dinner party blindsided. We actually had no idea a rumour had gone around.
So when you say people have spoken to her, is it this people on the show or is this other people who have spoken to this secret girlfriend?
People have reached out to people on the show that know this girl extremely well and have been in contact with her.
Right.
Can I ask you a bit? You might, I don't know, if, like, from everyone watching, like, you know, everyone hates Bryce. He's, you know, a bit of a dick. And you sort of see that on the show, right? That's a general consensus. But you're telling us, to bring it back to Jake, that, you know, there aren't some good things about him. In your personal opinion, who was worse? Was it Jake or was it Bryce?
I think definitely Bryce. Like,
okay.
the thing with Jake is just... the thing with the experiment is what you ask for and what you get, no matter who you are, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's placed in certain ways for certain reasons for things to happen, you know, cheating scandals, et cetera. But I would say that I think Bryce lied. He didn't know the best way to deal with it, so he decided to keep lying, but then it got bigger and bigger. To a stage where he kind of couldn't backstep. However, he was on radio the other day saying a present did exist. So now I'm confused if he knows how to keep up with his own lies. I think I'm going to buy him a whiteboard. We can draw the arrows.
To keep him on track.
No, buy him a whiteboard, but buy him a permanent marker.
And yes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't forget. Yeah. All right, Beck from Married at First Sight, we appreciate you coming on the show. We love you and we wish you all the best in the future to find that lucky man, okay?
Oh, I love it. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.